up, roll things. Little food for your soul, things. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, here we go, episode 14. And I gotta say, last week's episode with my husband was really well received. He's never come on and done anything with me before like that. So for him to come on, he's a very private person and do that. It's quite the trooper. And everyone was so nice and thought he was awesome and funny. And I passed along the compliments and he was like, wow, which that really helped me because I want him to come back as a recurring guest. So thanks for sending your messages so that I could share with him. And, you know, we talked about how to handle PMS like a man. And then I got some notes from people talking about how since my PMS is so severe, I might have PMDD. And I totally forgot that in college, I was diagnosed with PMDD and they put me on some pill that I would take 2 weeks out of the month. And it was sort of like Zoloft, but maybe something else. I'm not really sure. All I know is when I took it, it turned me into a person that I just didn't really care. I went from having all kinds of emotions and feelings to really not feeling anything. And I didn't like feeling that way. So I took myself off the medicine and haven't been on it since. But I had totally forgotten, or at least when I was recording the podcast, about PMDD and how, yes, I was diagnosed with that. So I've heard of it. So thank you for those of you that reached out to let me know. And I'm just going to hope that I can start to get a little more control through maybe diet and self-awareness and breathing so that maybe I won't feel as crazy. Someone suggested that I order a weighted blanket for some of the anxiety. So I did order one of those and it should be arriving soon. So I feel like on next week's podcast, I'll be able to do a thing about the weighted blanket and review it for y'all and see if it's something I recommend that y'all invest in. I'm excited about today's episode because I have our family doctor coming on who's also been a friend of ours forever. He's my husband's best friend. And we're going to talk about the placebo effect. I have Bobo coming on who lives in Nashville. I told y'all about him. A while ago, because he was the one doing celery juice for 30 days. So I get an update from him on that. And then we talk about IVs because he has a business in Nashville where, you know, you stick IVs or stick a needle in a tube and you get a drip and you get hydrated and you get all sorts of vitamins and crazy things put into your body. And then speaking of that, my friend Kelly, whose podcast is Velvet's Edge, she coincidentally had Bobo on too. Like we run in the same circles and we have the same friends that do really cool things. So we're like, oh shoot, we got to start talking to each other. But I guess I'll just use this as a chance to cross promote that he's on her podcast talking about things that are a little bit different. I'm sure whenever I listen to someone on a podcast that I really like what they're saying, I actually will type in their name into the podcast search bar and find other podcasts that they've been on because I want to learn more and see if they said something different. And I know that Bobo and Kelly talk about like hangovers and how hydration can help with that. We didn't touch on that in ours. So if that's something that you're interested in, he is also on Velvet's Edge. So just search out Velvet's Edge podcast. And she has a lot of other great episodes you should check out too. So if you're into that, I also am going to, in this episode, talk about canines for warriors. And then in my recording of that, I go on a tangent about a book that I read that I really think if you haven't read that you need to read this book because I forgot how amazing it was. It makes me wish that I hadn't read it yet and I could go back and read it because it was one of those books I could not put down. And then I have a really amazing quote or even a couple of quotes actually that I want to share with y'all too. So that's all in today's episode. Oh, one more thing before we dive in. I want to talk about Step Bet Challenge because I had so many of you that did the same step bet game that I did. And I was under Erin Oprias, which Erin is someone that comes on this podcast a lot. She's a celebrity trainer and she's awesome. And she just texted me that the next step bet game is starting. And that Monday, let me pull up my calendar. Oh, of course, I'm on the wrong month. Guys, I just really need to be more prepared than this. Monday, February 25th is the deadline to sign up. But then you have like this week grace period. That's like the warm-up week. So technically you have a little bit more time, but I like to get right in. So as soon as I finish recording this, I'm going to sign up. So thank you, Erin, for texting me to let me know. If you haven't done Step Bet, what you got to do is download the Step Bet app and then put in the game code, which is Erin Oprea, Erin Oprea. Boom. You pay $40. You join the Step Bet game. If you complete all your steps within the 6 weeks challenge, then boom, you get your money back and you split the pot of everybody else that dropped out. So last time I did it and I won my $40 back, and then I won more money that was left over from other people that quit. So it was actually pretty fun and amazing, and it held me accountable, and I moved way more than I've ever moved, and it felt good to just walk around and do things. So I just wanted to let y'all know, since I get so many emails about the Step Bet challenge, that Monday the 25th, a new game starts for Aaron, and that's the one I'll be joining if you want to play the one I'm playing. So boom. All right, well, let's get started. Man, I just looked at the clock and it's been 5 minutes. Like, I just rambled to y'all for 5 minutes. I didn't mean to do that. Here we go. First thing. I have a long time. How long have I known you, Kevin? Oh my gosh.
Since we're about four.
Yeah. Okay. So Dr. Kevin Wayne Lewis is in here. And if you hear noise in the background, it's legit because I'm recording another podcast today with Bobo, and he is administering IV into my arm, like hydration, to get me ready for Family Feud, because we're taping this before we fly to LA to do that. And I feel like I need to be as sharp as possible. And when you're dehydrated, are you, Bobo, if you're dehydrated, you're not as sharp, correct?
Correct.
So I'll have a whole podcast with Bobo about that. But I've got Kevin here because he's in town from Austin. He is our family doctor that we grew up. I didn't grow up with you as my doctor, but your dad was my doctor growing up. Right. And then you decided to go to medical school, which I think a lot of people were like, what?
That's right.
Okay. And then now, you did it. You're a doctor.
It's done.
But you have been for a really long time. And so you now take care of my family, and you take care of Bobby and a lot of other friends of mine that see you that I didn't even know see you. But sometimes I'll post about you and they'll be like, how do you know my doctor?
Well, I'm like, you said that, not me.
What?
HIPAA. I can't talk about that stuff.
Oh, that's Kevin is so by the book when it comes, which, hey, you should be, right? Yeah.
I think it's like a $50,000 fine for a single violation.
Yeah. So Kevin.
But that's not why.
Kevin took care of my mom, and excellent care of her too when she had cancer. He, again, is just a family doctor. So he wasn't like her, but what is it called? Oncologist or anything. But there were times where she would have an issue and Kevin would, we'd call to address it or whatever. And I would be trying to ask Kevin questions. He's like, I really can't discuss that with you right now. And I'm like, Kevin, I'm trying to take care of mom. You just took care of her. And he's like, well, technically, I don't even know if I can tell you I saw your mom today. And I'm like, I know you saw my mom today. Just tell me. So anyway, HIPAA, if you're listening.
We're playing it by the book.
He's solid.
That's right.
He's your boy. 100. So since Kevin's in Nashville visiting this weekend, his kids are really close with our kids. In fact, they're so close, they call each other cousins. And his wife, Michelle, is in town. So anyway, we're hanging out. And I thought, well, you should come up to do a podcast about placebo effect, which we had a fancier way to say it. What was it?
The benefits of placebo.
The benefits of placebo. So you can tell patients, walk me through this.
Like, well, so
I know positive thinking, and it, speaking to my mom, whenever she was in treatment, doctors would say that they saw a legit difference in patients that had a more positive outlook on the whole experience.
Right.
And so, and my mom's whole theme during cancer was choose joy. It was the whole pimp and joy thing. And we tried to maintain that joyful attitude, which I think did help. I mean, ultimately, right, she lost her battle to cancer, but I mean, it's not going to keep you alive. But what is it that, like, what is so powerful about us thinking that the medicine's going to work that actually makes the medicine work?
Well, the kind of the crazy thing is we don't know why it works or how it works, but they've done some studies, like Harvard's done a couple studies, and historically placebo was used to tell us whether a medicine works or not. So like Advil, take Advil, for example, and you have a headache and you're in part of a study. They'd give 10 people who have headaches Advil and give 10 people a sugar pill and then see if who responded. If there were the same response rates, then they would say that the medicine didn't work, because it was the same as something that doesn't have any active ingredient in it. But what they started to find out after research, certain things like mood, depression, pain control, and insomnia, that placebo, there's a placebo effect that actually does have a positive response. So if you take a pill at nighttime to help you get better sleep, and you believe, even if you know it's a placebo, there was another study done in 2014 where people knew they were taking a placebo pill. It said placebo on it.
Yeah.
But they still had a 50% reduction in their symptoms. So
because they were taking something.
That's right. So they,
I need that for sleep. Like, I've been really trying to focus on sleep, and actually on my podcast that aired last week, I had some sleep hygiene tips from a nurse right. that specialized in that. And one of the things was, you know, a lot of don't use wine to go to sleep. And I'm like, what? I love to have a glass of wine every night right before bed, but it disrupts the actual.
You get worse sleep with alcohol.
Well, that's the only way I can fall asleep these days. So I'm just kidding, people. But I mean, a little bit. But so maybe if I just
get a water bottle and put sleep juice, mm-hmm. write sleep juice on it, yeah. and then just drink a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Right. And then you should have better sleep.
Yeah. Maybe I put it in my little cute little tumblers that I'd like to drink wine out of and yeah. make it purple and drink that's my right. sleep juice. That's but it's right. not really wine.
That's right.
Because so, I feel like that's what helps me go to sleep. So, okay, back to maybe patients that come in and you're giving them, like, say I come in and I need medicine for something.
So that's kind of a controversial area, because as doctors, the number one thing that we have to maintain with our patients is just informing them, right? And letting you in truthfulness. And so you almost lose the ability to have a placebo effect. Let's take a medication. You know, anytime, what I try to do is tell patients that I have confidence in what we're treating. If I'm giving them a medication, I think this is really going to work for you. I do believe that, because I'm choosing the best medication for a patient's specific medical need, and I want to be positive about it because I want them to feel positive about it. But the backside of that is we also have to or need to review side effect profiles with them, right? So it's just contradictory. So we don't really get to benefit a lot from placebo.
But just you saying, what is it you say? I think
I have confidence that this is going to.
Okay, just you saying, like, say if I needed something and you were like, Amy, I have confidence that this is going to work. Then in my head, I'm like, oh, wow, okay, he's pretty confident about this. So then
right.
internally, I'm getting confident about it.
Right.
And then so I could be causing the placebo
right. so
effect.
Especially with those things we talked about, mood, like depression, insomnia, pain.
I feel like that pain. With Midol. So Midol I take for cramps,
right?
But mostly you're supposed to take it when you're on your period, but I'll take it all month long. And it, because it says on the bottle that it helps with bloating, mood, you know, all the things.
Right.
So now while I'm taking it probably for cramps during that time of the month, if I take it not during that time of the month, like I just pop the Midol when I want to feel good
right.
and I feel like it makes me feel good. And I'm less bloated,
so
but I have
probably,
no idea if it's.
You should probably replace 25 of those Midol pills with fish oil, but put them in the Midol bottle.
Okay. That way I'll be getting my fish oil.
That's right. Because
I take krill oil.
Midol is essentially an NSAID. And,
so I shouldn't take it that much.
I mean, you don't want to take it every day.
I don't take it daily.
Oh, I thought you said.
No, I just said sometimes it may not be that time of the month.
Oh, but you just take it and you feel better.
But I take it and I'm like, ugh. There's something about knowing I took Midol, like I instantly feel better. There's yeah. caffeine in it.
Right.
But I think I've convinced myself that Midol makes me feel better.
I feel better when I eat carrot cake.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And your eyes look prettier.
That's right.
Because it's
That's
got
right.
carrots.
I can see it. I can see in the dark. No, I think that the placebo effect.
Stop making fun of me.
We know it's real. We know it's a thing. And then and there's certain areas of medicine that I think it does play a significant difference. Now, it's not going to save somebody who's having a heart attack or prevent somebody who has cancer from progression of that. But I think that there's some ways that are probably immeasurable to us in science right now that we'll never really be able to truly understand the effect. But they did functional MRIs, I think, in 2014 on these patients that there were three groups. That one group got no medicine, one group got a placebo, and the other group got the actual active ingredient medicine. And the the two that were taking medicine, they on functional MRI, they showed changes in the frontal cortex. So it's kind of, we believe that it's tied to our emotion. The frontal cortex, or the frontal lobe, sorry, is mostly associated with emotion and impulse control and these sorts of things. So I just think that, you know, when you have a positive perception or acceptance of what you're taking or putting into your body, whether that be health food or a healthy diet or exercising, that it makes for a healthier individual.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's real, but it's almost impossible to quantify and to specifically understand how it works. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But overall, if let's say, and this is going back to kind of what, when my mom was facing her, when she was in treatment and facing all of that, if we're diagnosed with something or we're given something, overall, like attitude can play a huge role in what
Absolutely.
Your journey is going to be like. Like your journey can either be pretty miserable.
Right.
Or you have a choice to like, and your body may respond, like just given, because you said you can't quantify it. Like there's no way to really know.
There's some things that we do know, like especially like in your mom's case or people that are suffering from, you know, something that's expected to be terminal. There's a psychological aspect where they're having to fight off depression, and all of those things are associated with neurotransmitters. And when we think positively, things like dopamine get released that have a positive effect on our bodies.
Okay. That's what I'm
norepinephrine, epinephrine, dopamine's a big one. And do we understand it from that point all the way down to how we feel exactly? No, but we know that these things are happening. And so I think that a conclusion can be that, you know, if you have to go through something like anything, like if you have a headache or you're going through a cancer treatment, that having positive thinking and believing in what's going on and what you're doing to help and your lifestyle and the choices you're making is going to have a positive effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I love it. And then you just need people around you to tell you.
That's right.
That they have confidence that what you're doing is working.
That's right.
And then you will have that. I'm getting this IV right now, and I have so much confidence in you right now, Bobo. I have so much confidence in this.
You're probably going to set a record
on Family Feud.
On Family Feud.
Yeah.
Yes. Probably.
And be like,
gonna,
number one answer.
You're going to break probably a 50-year swing here when you go to the Family Feud.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I believe it.
And the placebo.
And
I'm going to take my bottle of
I 100% believe that if you drink the night before a bottle of your sleep juice, take two Midols and get one more IV.
But are they really Midol or are they fish oil?
You don't need to know that. Just take the pill.
Okay.
I have 100% confidence that you're going to set some sort of record on the Family Feud.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know I'm confident in that too. Okay. So thank you, Dr. Kevin Lewis, for coming on. He's Lewis Family Med out in Dripping Springs off 290. What does it say on the fancy sign outside?
Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care.
That's it.
That's it.
There's a little pharmacy there that sells smoothies.
Yes. Coffee.
You're making it big time.
That's not my pharmacy.
I know, but it's in your building.
That's
that
right.
You put together with people.
Yeah.
It's like we're all grown up
now. It's a
community.
I know it.
No, we used to be kids, and now you got your name on the outside of a building.
Scary.
And people come and trust you with their life. I trust you with my life.
Thank you.
And
Amy,
I have all the confidence that you'll take good care of me.
I will.
So if y'all are in Austin or nearby, then go see Kevin. And then his wife, Michelle, say hey.
Hey.
She's also getting an IV just because. Got to stay hydrated. And sometimes you're at the office, right, Michelle?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes she's there, so you might see both of them.
That's right.
All right, Kevin, how do you want to say bye to people?
Bye, everybody.
No.
Until next time.
No words of, no doctor.
Think positive and be positive and pimp joy.
There we go.
Yeah.
Pimp and joy.
All right.
Over now. Second thing. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Canines for Warriors, but it's a really awesome organization that is doing great things for our military people. They provide service dogs, obviously by the name that probably gave it away, but Canines for Warriors. But they are amazing. And we teamed up with them last year we sold a Pimp and Joy shirt. It was our retro one, the first time we did like the repeat Pimp and Joy, and it was like orange, red, yellow, whatever, on a gray tee. So if you have that, you were a part of this really cool thing. So I'm using one of my things to update y'all on something really cool. And if maybe you're like, I've never bought anything Pimp and Joy, well, just know that it's a movement that we do. I've just talked about it a little bit here on the podcast. It was inspired by my mom. It's all about choosing joy, spreading joy, being joy, all things joy. And we have a line through the Shop Forward where all the proceeds go towards various causes. And we did the retro line last year that went towards dogs for Canines for Warriors. And we ended up getting dogs, and the dogs were named after everyone on the show, like Bobby, Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie. So cute. And I have an update, because it takes a while for this to happen. It's not just like, oh, boom, there's a dog. I mean, obviously, there's a lot that goes into this. The dogs have to be born. They have to be trained. They have to go through everything. And then you finally find out about them. And we got an update. Bobby is now officially a dog. He's the only one we know about right now. But I thought if you've helped out with Pimp and Joy, if you have a retro shirt, you'd appreciate this update. But even if not, just learning about Canines for Warriors is super cool, because they help out military people that are coming back with PTSD, traumatic brain injury. I mean, just think about it. There's all kinds of things that our military people deal with that we just can't even imagine. I mean, I'm married to someone that was in the Air Force for 12 years, and I see stuff with him sometimes where I'm like, hey, do we need to talk about this? I mean, we're not in a position where we would need a dog, but we have friends, we know people that would benefit from something like this. And the fact that the canine program through Canines for Warriors is 100% free for the veteran is amazing. And they provide these soldiers with a service canine, with equipment, training, certification, seminars, legal instruction, vet care, housing, home-cooked meals, unconditional love and listening, and a lifetime of wraparound services, including available lifelong health care and food for their dogs, which is huge. This makes me think of, and I know he didn't get it through Canines for Warriors, but I don't know if y'all ever read the book Lone Survivor, and then they eventually did a movie about it, and he's this Navy SEAL that survived, something that he just should not have. Obviously, I'm not giving thing away by the name of the book, because it's called Lone Survivor. So obviously everyone else on his team did not make it. But afterwards, he had a dog, and his relationship with his dog was so special and intense. And then some crazy kids. Now, here I am doing this positive segment about Pimp and Joy and Canines for Warriors, but this is how my brain works. But I want y'all to go read the book if you haven't. Well, actually, this part's not even in the book, because this happened after the fact. So I'm not giving anything away from the book. But I read the book, was really invested in the story, and then later saw on the news that Marcus Luttrell's dog had been randomly shot by some punk kids that were just out shooting a gun and like wanting to kill animals. And Marcus Luttrell, the Navy SEAL, he hunted them down. Yeah. Like, these kids messed with the wrong person. Like, he got in his truck, chased them down. He called 911 while it was happening. And even in the 911 call, they put it out there and you could hear it. He's like cool, calm, collected. Like, some kids just shot his dog, and he's driving like 90 miles an hour, or maybe faster, if I recall. And he's just on the phone with 911, like, hey, some people shot my dog. I'm going after them. Like, what up? And he was able to tell the dispatcher the roads they were heading on, and police were able to intercept the kids. And pretty sure they got arrested. And I don't know, crazy story. But I remember his relationship with his dog being so crucial to his healing after he came back and he was the lone survivor. It's just, you know how pets can be. Like, I haven't even been through something crazy like that. And my dog, I had a dog for 10 years of my marriage. We were married 12. Okay, so for 11 years of our marriage, we had a dog. And we got her right when we moved to North Carolina for my husband's assignment at Fort Bragg. And I survived that first year because of Josie, my sweet little Rottweiler. She really actually wasn't that sweet, but I loved her to death. She had an issue with trucks and trailers and a fierce bark, but she really was precious. And I survived because of my dog. So y'all know how special animals can be. And then we lost her last year to cancer, and that was really hard. And a few months ago, we brought a new dog into our life, Cara, and she's now precious. And she's, you know, we're all getting used to her, but she'll eventually fill that void that Josie had. She's not quite there yet because Josie was so special to me, but Cara will be that dog for our family and for my kids. So anyway, all this to say, pets are so important. And I don't have to tell you, that doesn't have to be a dog. Maybe for some of you, it's a cat or a bird or a lizard or something. I don't know. But this is the letter that was sent to Mary and the Shot Forward and us, the Bobby Bone Show, for the Pimp and Joy dogs that we were able to buy, all because y'all supported Pimp and Joy and bought stuff when we were trying to fundraise for these dogs. So this is the letter. It says, "We are thrilled to be sending you this letter because that means that the dog you have generously sponsored has entered our kennel for training. We couldn't be more thankful for your generous donation and support that will save a warrior's life. Included is a picture of your sponsored dog, Bobby. Our trainers have carefully selected him, and we will continue to update you on how he's doing in training. If you have any questions regarding the dog or the process, we would love to hear from you. On behalf of the men and women that we serve, and from all of us at Canines for Warriors, we thank you. With your support, we can continue to empower our veterans to overcome the invisible wounds of war and return to civilian life with dignity and independence." Gosh, I kind of got a little choked up reading that last line, because I'm also looking at a picture of this sweet dog now named Bobby, and a veteran is going to have Bobby, a little Bobby and a little Lunchbox and a little Amy and others on the show because of awesome people like our listeners that support Pimp and Joy. And if y'all ever want to check out any Pimp and Joy merch we have, it's theshotforward.com. So anyway, little update. I'll try to do more Pimp and Joy updates since I know y'all are so supportive of the things that we get to do, and it's just good to keep y'all in the loop. And then Mary also sent over a bunch of pictures of the little dog Bobby with his vest, like out and about, like doing some training. And it's just emotional to see like how cool we can come together. It's one of those things too. I mean, because these dogs are super expensive, and that's why, I mean, we had to sell tons of shirts to make this happen. But it reminds me of the starfish story, which I've shared on the podcast before. You know, you're buying one shirt, which really, you know, the proceeds from that could sort of make a little bit of a difference depending on what it is. But when we all come together and tons of people buy one shirt, then we're able to buy multiple dogs to help service members come back and acclimate to life, like become civilians, and whatever they're dealing with, the dogs can help them. So we all came together on this one. It's super cool. And so for now, we just have the Bobby dog, but I'll update y'all as more dogs come about. And keep supporting whatever it is, whatever you're out there doing. It doesn't have to be Pimp and Joy. It doesn't have to be Espoir. It doesn't have to be anything that I say on here, but just go spread joy however you can. And it doesn't even necessarily have to involve money. It could be just doing a simple act of kindness for somebody, a random act. That is all part of spreading joy. And it'll be a domino effect for sure. So Pimp and Joy, I love that it was inspired by my mom. It just makes me so happy. She would freak out looking at this picture of the little Bobby dog for sure. And now I'm rambling. But back to Lone Survivor, I bring that up again because I was traveling. The other day we did Bobby Feud, or I call it Bobby Feud because that's what we call it on the Bobby Bone Show. But we did Celebrity Family Feud with Steve Harvey. And I was traveling and I was looking for a good book to read at the airport. And I just really, now that I'm thinking back when I was reading Lone Survivor, that's a book that I was so into and I could not put it down. So if y'all have any good book recommendations, let me know. Fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. Okay, so I've got Adam Bobo in. I kind of teased this in my podcast with Kevin, Dr. Lewis, that was in. And so now we're on to Bobo, which your real name's Adam.
Yes.
Your last name's Bobo?
Last name's Bobo, yeah.
Like for real, it's Bobo.
It's legit B-O-B-O. Everybody yeah. calls me Bobo in town, so.
Yeah, because if you have a last name like Bobo, then.
It's easy to remember.
So let's talk about how you have the same profession as Dirty John, the guy that's like this podcast phenomenon at the moment.
We actually went to the same school.
You went to the same school as Dirty John.
Me and Dirty John, same school.
Which is crazy. And if y'all haven't listened to the Dirty John podcast, well, finish my podcast and then go binge Dirty John, because it's crazy. This guy completely, I don't even know. I mean, he really was a legit anesthesiologist. Well, you went to school with him, or the same school. So he was a legit anesthesiologist, like nurse?
Nurse anesthetist. Yeah.
Nurse anesthetist.
CRNA.
So, and then he was also psychotic and would manipulate women. And this one poor, it's mind blowing. It's crazy.
He got addicted to drugs.
Yeah, he was addicted. Let's just say, he was supposed to be administering drugs to patients. And he got so desperate for drugs that he would act like he was injecting it into their IV, and then he would put it in his pocket so he could take it home and inject it in himself. Yeah. Like, crazy
stuff. He was a master manipulator, for sure. That's like the best way to describe it. Master manipulator.
Thank you.
Like,
there you go.
From women to work to everything.
Everything. Clearly had to be very manipulative and charming and all kinds of things, because there's no way like any normal person is going to be going back to get with him. And this one woman, she like kept going back to him, and I'm like, what is wrong with you? Yeah, you're just like
frustrating,
the nicest woman ever. Like, anyway, so that's your that's how you got into IVs.
That's my profession. Yeah.
That's your profession.
Not the master manipulator part, just the CRNA part.
Yes. The CRNA part. And then from that, I mean, you were in the operating room for a long time.
Yeah, I did 4 years of anesthesia for open heart surgery.
It's pretty legit. And then, you know, IVs are becoming more and more mainstream and popular. I feel like when you first started to see it, it was kind of just on Instagram and like, oh, celebrities are getting it done, or it's like this concierge thing that's in like Vegas or LA, or and that people would do after a night of drinking to get rehydrated. But now you see it, a lot of cities I travel to, I mean, in Nashville and Austin, there's little shops popping up where you can walk in and, you know, get an IV drip. I mean, depending on where you're going, because I know you're very particular about what you do and the type of stuff you use. But just for people that are listening across the country, like, you may start to see these pop up because it's becoming increasingly more popular and more mainstream, and something people are investing in because they feel like, oh, this is like the thing to do for my body.
Right.
So what are the benefits of, like, why would I want to get a bag of hydration? Is that what we call it? Why would I want to get a vitamin bag? Now, we could be here all day with all the different variations of what we could get, and I want to focus on a few in a second. But, like, how much water am I getting right now? Because, y'all, I have an IV in me while we're doing this.
Yeah. So the long and short of it is that anything you consume by mouth, you can assume that you would really absorb around 20 to 60% of that, whether it's drug or vitamin C in emergency or water, anything really, you're really only getting about 20 to 60% of that valued number. When you take a liter of fluid like this, you're getting around, it's hard to really put an exact number on, but like 2.2 to 2.5 gallons of orally consumed water.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have to pee right now, I'm connected to a tube thing, or so I can't go pee right now, but.
But the thing about this fluid is that it stays in your veins, for lack of a better way of putting it, for 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, so it hasn't even reached my bladder yet?
No, it's flushing out old stuff.
I must have to pee from earlier.
Yeah, we're flushing out the old stuff.
Okay. So while I've got you here, and I'm sure because you hydrate people, staying hydrated, I did on a previous episode, I talked about water consumption and just how important it is to stay hydrated. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that the two biggest health things that we can simply do for ourselves is stay hydrated and sleep. Those are the two things.
Boom.
You can't beat that. Like, you can take every pill, take every vitamin, do every regenerative medicine and stem cell and all this stuff, but if you just go to basic, simple stuff, the best things we can do for ourselves is get adequate, efficient sleep and hydrate.
Okay.
Two things we're terrible at.
We're bad about that. I know. Sometimes I can go all day and I'm like, why have I not had any water? And then I don't get the good sleep that I need. But we're preaching that on this podcast for sure. Yeah. Last episode I talked about it. I mean, we were talking about it with Kevin a little bit. So we'll continue to spread that message of drinking water and sleeping. But also in my vitamin bag right now, I've got glutathione.
Well, you'll get it pushed at the end.
Oh, I don't have it yet.
But you'll get it at the very end. It's what I push in at the very end.
Okay. So you're going to give me glutathione.
Yes, you will get glutathione.
I feel like if you're listening right now and you're in the health world, you likely have heard of glutathione. Because I'm not even like a health expert, but I knew what glutathione was before. And I probably first heard of it almost 2 years ago from the Bulletproof guy, Dave Asprey, on his podcast. And he was talking about getting IV drips and how glutathione was like the number one thing that he would get through an IV. If he were to recommend you get anything, he was saying to get that. And let's just talk about the benefits. Because if people say they want to come to you, like, you've got a place here in Nashville where people can go.
Yeah, we do.
And people can walk in and they, so let's say they come to you and say your business name.
Arete. A-R-E-T-E. It is Greek.
It is Greek. Arete. What does it mean?
It means excellence of any kind.
I love that.
In its
Arete.
Simple form.
But like, whenever I see it, I'm like, okay, Arete. That's why I had you say it. Okay, Arete. And it means?
excellence of any kind.
Love that. I'm all about supporting that. But A-R-E-T-E, and people can find you on Instagram.
Yep.
And then if you're in Nashville or you're visiting Nashville, like, you could go in. So let's say people come see you. Like, I would recommend getting a people can just even come in and get glutathione with a B12 shot, which is honestly sometimes what I do. Because that's like the quick, simple, we're not getting the whole
shebang.
You're
talking about less than 10 minutes.
Yes. Paperwork. And so, but what are the benefits of glutathione? Because some people even, like that Dave Asprey dude, he's created a pill, the Bulletproof guy, where you can take a pill and it's just really good for cleansing or releasing toxins, all the organs. So talk about that.
So the simple way to put it is the master antioxidant in your body. So we all know what antioxidants are, from antioxidant serums to vitamin C to like blueberries and different things that we do that are antioxidant type things. They're cancer preventing, cancer fighting. Well, when you look at glutathione, it's the most, it's the largest, most predominant antioxidant in our bodies. The problem is by the time we hit around 30, give or take, you're going to lose about 30% of your original glutathione. That drop only puts more, allows for more oxidative stress in your body, more free radicals, which only build up toxins and different waste byproducts, other things like that. So glutathione, what we do is...
And hold on quickly, I'm going to pause you. And that's is that stuff that can lead to inflammation, which can lead to disease?
Primarily cancer.
Right.
That's where you
which
really
is where,
get down that stuff.
I mean, y'all, and I get into a lot of this stuff because my mom had cancer and I lost her to that. My dad currently is fighting cancer. So if you think sometimes like, oh my gosh, Amy just seems like all into how is she into all this? But I truly am starting to do it to myself to be preventative. Like I'm terrified, you know, we were just talking to Kevin earlier about placebo effects. So I probably don't need to think negatively, but I am honestly scared that I've got something in me. I mean, when you've got both your parents that have cancer or your mom had it, your dad has it, like it's, you can't help but think like, oh my gosh, like I don't want to get it.
Right. And I think glutathione is one of the biggest things we can do right now to work toward prevention of cancer. Do I think it's going to keep everybody that may be susceptible to having cancer, cancer free? No. But I do think it's something that we can all actively do right now that will be definitely, or will definitely promote potential cancer-free future. You're just talking about a massive antioxidant. They're using it in cancer research now. Cancer patients are using it with chemo and radiation. They're having better outcomes. They're having less side effects. A lot of that got its initial boost in use when they saw that across the board, a high 90th percentile of all cancer patients had low glutathione levels. So they started using it with chemo and radiation, and people had better results. I hear that and I immediately say, I'm on board. Give me the glutathione.
I mean, why not? It's not like it's bad for you.
No,
so
exactly. Like,
sign
I'm
me up.
In. Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of where I like initially nerded out, because I thought this is something that reduces oxidative stress. It's good for all your organs and detox, and it's cancer preventing. That's all I needed to know. And I was in. Well, then you have the skin benefits to it. Anyone who is really into health knows that organ your skin is an organ. So if you can detox all your organs with glutathione, well, the biggest, most visible organ is your skin. So your skin's going to get a great detox. You get kind of a glow to your skin, which is why a lot of people get glutathione now from me.
Yeah.
You know,
I
want the
That's
skin
what
to be popping.
Well, and I've been doing my own little research on myself because I've been coming in and I've been consistently doing it for like 5 weeks now.
Yeah.
Maybe this
Four,
might be,
this may be the fifth one. Yeah.
Maybe five. I think there was 1 week I had to miss cause I was traveling, but I think I need to give it a few more cause you're not going to see something overnight. But I feel like if I look in the mirror, sometimes my skin is looking a little bit healthier. Right. I'm not having some breakouts that I was having. But then I also know that I'm trying to up my water intake and I'm trying to eat really clean right now. So then it's trying to figure out, well, is it a combination of all these things or is it?
One of the biggest things, I don't mean to cut you off, is that I just got recently from one of my clients who took a few weeks off over the holidays. She's an artist here in town who I used to see every single week. She used to get compliments from her skin providers that do the topical stuff, whether it be Botox or touch-ups or whatever they are doing to her skin. On the exterior, and she took like 6 to 8 weeks off, and she saw some of them in January, and they said you know, how have you been doing the IV still? And she said, well, no, I took a couple months off. I got busy. And they said, you should probably go back to that. Your skin looked a lot better back when you were doing IVs.
Oh.
And that was like instant compliment to me. I was like, yes. Sorry, your skin doesn't look that great right now, but I like that.
No, that is a huge compliment. No, that's huge. So I'm in. I'm still going to keep giving it a go because, again, there's other benefits too. It's not about the vanity side.
Right.
There's stuff going on at a deeper level that if I can be preventative to disease, like I'm gonna try it. But I mean, the skin is like icing on the cake.
Oh, exactly. It's like, just like, oh, well, if I'm gonna be a healthy body and I'm gonna have skin that's glowing. Eh.
So another thing I really like to get from you is B12.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like a lot of, you know, there's a doctor's office by my house where you can pop in and they're like, B12 shot, you know, $10, like not a big deal. But so I feel like people have access to B12.
Right.
It's not like anything crazy. So why do we do that? Why do we want the B12? And really, what can it do for people that are starting to see B12 shots like
pop up everywhere?
Yeah. Why would they want to get it? Because I get it.
Yeah. So the first benefit that everybody associates B12 with is energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not caffeine based energy. It's you basically have a molecule that's working as an enzyme or catalyst that makes your body more efficient at converting fats, proteins, and carbs to energy. So it's making your body more efficient at creating energy. So you don't, it's not going to keep you up at night type energy. It just makes your body more efficient at creating the energy on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
In the sleep realm, it actually promotes a more effective sleep cycle, which is another big point that I'm, again, back to my whole health thing. And anything we can do to promote more effective sleep, I'm all on board. It boosts your immunity. It's also great for your endurance. It augments your red blood cell production. Basically, it makes more red blood cells. They carry oxygen, and more oxygen-carrying red blood cells means more endurance. So like exercise endurance, so to speak.
Yeah.
Biggest things, though, if you just said energy creation, your body's more efficient, more effective sleep, and increasing your immunity.
Yeah. So are there different... We can't get too complicated. We're about to wrap up, but is there different kinds? When I say like my doctor's office, there's a sign for B12. Like, can we trust wherever we're going and just get a B12 shot and know, or should we be asking for something specific?
You can, but there's a few different kinds of B12. The most common two that you'll see are called cyanocobalamin and methylcobalamin.
Okay.
Basically, methyl and cyano, the two starter words. The most common thing that we see out there is cyanocobalamin. It's inactive B12. It works way less efficiently. It uses energy to make active B12.
So which one is the one we want?
Methyl B12.
We want methyl B12. So
you want
like,
methyl B12.
Yeah. So if you just this is to pass along to you, like if you're going into a place and you're getting B12 and you're spending your money, make sure at least you're at least going to a place that's methyl B12.
Yeah.
Boom. I mean, because, Bobo's very knowledgeable about all the things.
I'm not saying cyanocobalamin is not good. We have it in our office.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a little, people use it primarily because it's commercially available and easier to get.
Okay.
Methyl has a little bit more involved to it. But if you have a provider and you have an option between the two, always elect methyl B12.
Okay, perfect. And Bobo is actually who I learned about celery juice from, and I feel like I might have to have him come back on to do a little bit more in depth. But quickly, you can just tell people, you did it for 30 days?
Yes. I had like a 3-day off period because I got busy one weekend and wasn't here. But I did. All cold press, celery juice. I was doing it with a lot of other things, so it's hard to deduce what was, you know, what came
again,
first.
Again, story of
but
our
But at
lives.
The same time, with gut health and bloat, and I think it does help. Mm-hmm. I did notice a difference.
I do too. And just so you know,
big
that
time
ever,
on the bloat. I think that's a big thing. I really think it helps. Mm-hmm. And then hydration. I mean, celery in general is super hydrating. So I'm never going to say that you shouldn't wake up and drink 16 ounces of a super hydrating vegetable.
Yeah, like, it's not hurting. Again, no, it's like the glutathione.
Again, exactly. And
it's
it goes straight back
you.
To hydration and sleep. Like if you can get more hydrated, I'm all about it.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. So here, Bobo's very smart, obviously, and he is condoning the whole celery juice thing, which my husband thinks I'm crazy for, but he's been doing it too, and we both feel better. In fact, I think he woke up this morning, and I was like, where are you going? And he's like, I'm going to get celery juice. I'm like, that's my boy.
Boom.
Boom. Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Yep. Fourth thing.
I like when I find a good new follow on Instagram, and I want to pass it along to you guys because I think this account is really encouraging, especially if you're a boss babe. So the account is actually Boss Babe, and the handle is bossbabe.inc. And I had never followed them before until Mary posted something from their account, and I was like, whoa, I really like that quote. So I started following and scrolling through, and I found a quote that I want to share with y'all. And here it is. Easy to spot a yellow car when you are always thinking of a yellow car. Easy to spot opportunity when you are always thinking of opportunity. Easy to spot reasons to be mad when you're always thinking of being mad. You become what you constantly think about. Watch yourself. Boom. There's so much truth in that. So I needed that for myself. So I thought I would share that with y'all. Like, what are your thoughts? What are you constantly thinking about? And can you turn those thoughts to something that's going to work more positively for you? So I thought I would actually go back. Let me pull it up real quick. I might as well pull up the original quote that got me to follow Boss Babe because it's awesome. So this is what Mary put up on the Shop Forward. Support your friends, listen to their ideas, go to their events, buy what they're selling when you can, share their posts, celebrate their victories, and remind them of their importance after their failures. Push them. A little support can go a very long way. And so Mary put that up, and then I was looking through some of the comments, and it was so cool to see people commenting and tagging some of their friends. And I don't even think Mary said, like, tag a friend. She just, like, did some emojis. And it was just neat to see, you know, women and or followers. Maybe they're not all women. Some of them are probably guys. But let's be honest, probably a lot of them women. Supporting each other and tagging their friend, saying, you're the first person I thought of. Or tagging multiple friends, saying, love you guys. And then other ones saying, like, so proud of you. You're awesome. I got you. Dab, 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 heart, 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 raise the roof emoji, praise hands, all the things. So speaking of Mary who posted this, I love everything she does with the Shop Forward. And we had, you know, the Pimp and Joy dog update story earlier. Like, the Shop Forward is her baby, her brainchild. She wanted to create a place where people could give back. And we're able to do that because of her vision and her hard work. So shout out, Mary. You're awesome. And Ashley, who works at the Shop Forward, and all of the other people and all the warehouse people that get it all out there to everyone. Y'all are doing big things. So we're happy to be along for the ride. Boom. That is today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you haven't listened to all the other episodes, well, you can go back. You've got 13 other ones to listen to. That's enough to binge now. Now we have enough up where you could binge the podcast. And if you want to subscribe, that'd be amazing. Rate and review. Mm-hmm. We don't complain about that. And really, be honest with your reviews. We'll take it. All the feedback, good, the bad, the whatever, all the stars. But we just appreciate that y'all are listening and love interacting. So make sure you keep the emails coming for thingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And my email shout out today goes to Morgan. Hi, Amy. I've been a listener of the Bobby Bone Show for 6 years. I love that you have a podcast now. I listen each Thursday and it feels like I'm listening to one of my closest girlfriends. I love all the things you share with us. I'm emailing you because you mentioned wanting to make time to join another book club. Well, instead of joining a book club, you should start one. I'd totally join. I try to read one book a month and it would be great to have a virtual community to discuss the book with. Something to think about. Anyway, thank you for being a positive light in my life. When I wear my Pimp and Joy gear, people ask me what that means. And I love that I get to share the story of Pimp and Joy. You rock. Have a great weekend. Sending love, Morgan. So, hey, Morgan, good idea. I would love to start a book club. If y'all are into that, let's get some more emails and let's figure out how we make this happen. I mean, I guess I could just do it on, listen, I know I've teased the website like a lot, radioamy.com. That will be coming. I'm not going to have a separate Instagram for this, but I will be able to refer you to the website. But my Instagram is at radioamy. If y'all want to follow that, I mean, I guess I could start a book club on there. I know Mary and I have talked about doing some sort of a book club through Espoir, possibly, because that's something that people have asked for. But okay. Which that handle is at Shop Espoir, if you ever want to follow that. I run that Instagram account as well, S-H-O-P-E-S-P-W-A, Shop Espoir. But let me think about how to best execute a virtual book club. I know, like, Reese Witherspoon doesn't she? So, you know, if Reese got it all figured out, maybe I can just kind of, I'm not a part of her, so I don't know how it works. If any of y'all have any tips on how we can best do this and then discuss it virtually, and maybe I could do some lives where I join in and we chat with each other, I guess. Yeah, maybe that could be it. Okay, well, let's see. Until next week? Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, wait. Before we do go, I want to give y'all Bobo's Instagram in case y'all want to check it out. It's at A-R-E-T-E Nashville. So check out that handle if you want to. And as always, a big thank you to Elizabeth and Mike D. and Walker Hayes for the theme song. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. EK, EK. Be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things, little food for your soul. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things, tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.